With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Today, the Cayman Islands is paying tribute to national hero Francine Jackson, who passed away peacefully on July 5th at the age of 97. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks reports from the House of Parliament, where a lying in state is underway.
Ms. Jackson was a central figure in Caymanian history and one of the celebrated Phenomenal Four, the group of women who contested the 1959 general election following the achievement of women's voting rights. Their efforts helped redefine the political and social landscape of the Cayman Islands and open doors for future generations of women in public life. Ms. Jackson's contributions were formally recognized in 2025 when she was named a national hero, honoring both her role in advancing women's political participation and her decades of community service. Ms. Jackson was only one of two national heroes who received the nation's highest honor during their lifetime. In 1982, she became a marriage officer, seeing over 3,000 weddings. Born the 13th of August, 1928, she lived through the 1932 storm to being a signatory for women's suffrage. Ms. Jackson will be laid to rest on the 17th of July. Reporting from the House of Parliament in Georgetown, I'm Jeffy Ebanks.
In other news, the Sea Sunday celebration this weekend at the Seafarers Hall in Prospect gave thanks for the seafarers whose dedication, sacrifice, and skill helped shape the Cayman Islands and continue to support global trade. Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, spoke at the event.
Seafaring took root in Cayman because it was accepted deeply in the community that this is what we had to do, and which is why it was so successful.
As a proud maritime nation, Cayman joins communities around the world in recognizing the vital contribution of seafarers and preserving their legacy for future generations. A luncheon event was hosted by the Rotary Club of Grand Cayman and Miss Merle McGann for Cayman seafarers and their families. Finally, while the sweltering temperatures assure you it is still very much summertime, the Cayman Drama Society is hoping you'll embrace the holiday spirit and pop by tonight for their upcoming Christmas production auditions.
We've got Vicky Connor, stage manager, Heidi, choreographer.
Now, without giving away too much of the surprise, I mean, I do have some elf control. Director Jack Townsend is looking for all kinds of actors for this year's show. Auditions start at 7 p.m. And for more information, you can email jacktownsend@hotmail.com. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.